Yes, my brother, thank you so much. It's true. His Excellency, who officially commissioned the first oil to come out of the Jubilee field, and we believe that it marks a great landmark in our history. And His Excellency would like to lead his people into this new phase of our country.
Dr. J, what do you think are the expectations of Ghanaians ahead of this oil production in Ghana?
My brother, the expectations are that we do have a lot of natural resources. We've also been spending quite some amount of money on crude oil and its products. And we expected that as we begin to produce commercial quantities of oil, it should be able to help us improve our revenue, and then also enable us hasten the pace of our development. Secondly, we also believe that the gas that will come out of this project can be used to leverage on a lot of our natural resources, which will create more jobs for our people. That is what is exciting us, and that is why we are happy at this time.
Dr. Ajay, some African countries have had problems with oil production where the country, one way or the other, has been destabilized as a result of this. What do you think will be different from the Ghanaian experience?
We believe that these kind of decisions are choices. If we as a people, as a country, we choose to mess up by not using the resources God has endowed us properly, by not ensuring that the resources are used for the benefit of the whole country, the whole people, but individuals seek to ensure that they monopolize the benefit from this resource, then definitely it will lead to confusion. But as you know, Ghana has taken various decisions which prove that we are not going the path of other countries. We've ensured that we embrace democracy, and for the last 20 years, we've been working hard to ensure that everybody in this country can speak his or her mind, participate in the governance of the country. We've also put down some basic rules to ensure transparency in the management of the revenue that will come out of this natural resource. We've also joined EITI to make sure that not only are people monitoring the government of the day, but international bodies also can come in here and, as it were, give us free consultancy as a government in terms of how we are using the revenue that will emanate from this resource. And we think these are some of the things that we put down, and we believe that as leaders, we adhere to what we believe are natural and good principles, then we don't expect the oil and gas to be a curse to our people.
Mr. Minister, there has been discussion surrounding whether the oil should be used as collateral or not. What is the government's position on that?
The government's position is simple. It's just basically saying that I have a set of inflows coming in the future, and somebody giving me money, and I using my future inflows to secure so that I can hasten the pace of my development. We believe that everybody does, individuals. I use 40% of my salary to acquire a two-bedroom house when I entered the country in 1991 and paid it over a period of 15 years. But then I had access to the room, and my children and my wife had a very comfortable place to live instead of waiting and saving the money till I was able to build. So we do not see anything wrong with it. But the question is that the money, if you use the future revenue to secure the loan, then we are committed, and the president has stated clearly that we will use that money to expand infrastructural development. The country, we need to open it up, ensure that there are good roads for people who want to move about, ensure that there are good schools. Currently, as I speak to you, some of our people attend schools under trees. This cannot be acceptable, especially for some of us who have had opportunity to live in your country, and we've seen the benefit of infrastructure development. So, yes, we will use the money, future revenue, to as a source of security for big money, but we commit ourselves that money should be used for infrastructure development to open the country, so that the non-oil sector of the economy can also grow which will in turn give us multiplier effects in the economy. This is what we are committed to do.
Dr. Ajay, as the Ghanaian Energy Minister, what will be your message to Ghanaians as a whole on the eve of the first commercial oil production in Ghana?
My message is that this is a collective effort from everybody. I believe that the Bible says that some plant, some water, and some harvest. On this occasion, we as the current press administration, we are acknowledging the good works from previous administration, every Ghanaian who has contributed to make sure that this resource has, we've been able to harness this resource to this point. So our message is that tomorrow, as the president inaugurates, commissions the project, it is a day for all of us as a harvest day to give thanks to God, and then accommodate each other. Let us tolerate each other. And let us also, especially those of us in administration, be able to listen to the views of the minority. For after all, sometimes some of their views, if taken together with ours, will lead to faster growth in the economy. So I'm asking all Ghanaians to have patience for the government. We've committed to be transparent and manage the affairs of the country with integrity. And this is our pledge to them. We will not sell our birthrights as Ghanaians for a piece of meal in all our dealings with anybody in the oil sector. And I'm also welcoming any suggestion, any input that will enable us increase the benefits or maximize the benefits that can come out of the oil sector.